North Bay City Council has approved a funding request for up to $158,700 for emergency repairs to the Capital Center. The request came from the Capital Center's Board of Directors to help cover the cost of urgently needed repairs. The emergency funding is for the replacement of the west parapet wall and installation of exterior siding to protect the 90-year-old brick work on the south wall, which is abutting the balcony section of the theater, explained Councillor Joanne Brusso. Last January, it was discovered that the parapet wall was leaning outwards into the alleyway next to the Alger building. The parapet wall is the top of a wall that extends above the roof line, stated Brusso. The brick from the parapet wall was removed and the roof was waterproofed to prevent the weather from entering the theater. The repair cost of $38,000 was covered by the Capital Center. The councillor further explained that with winter on its way, there are safety concerns such as the possibility of snow and ice sliding off the roof onto pedestrians and vehicles using the laneway below. Council authorized the transfer of funds to the Capital Center from the completed General Capital Projects Reserve to fund the repairs. This was an unexpected expense, and again, that is always why we say we have reserves to be able to fix these things, stated Deputy Mayor Tanya Vrabosh. I am very supportive of doing this. We would rather have it budgeted, but we all know there are unforeseen emergency situations that come up that need to be dealt with to help with safety, Vrabosh said. A building condition assessment is something we're trying to work with them on, so we have a long-term plan. If there are any issues or things come up, we can budget for it properly. So I hope to see some movement on that, but again, we are working with them on how to be able to fund it and look at that long-term plan with them to be able to support them. A structural engineer was brought in to assess the damage and explain how they could make the building safe and weathertight. They have done their due diligence with their spending with their capital funds that are being spent on other safety measures, explained the deputy mayor. The 2021 capital allocation of $151,000 has been committed to other projects, including replacing the fire escape handrails to keep them up to code. So they didn't have the available resources to look after this. Vrabosh reminded council that the entertainment theater is often described as the jewel of the North. Councillor Bill Vrabosh took it one step further. I think you have to go beyond the jewel of the North. This is one of the jewels within Ontario, and we have to protect this building. Things like this happen once in a while. This thing is valuable to our community and of value to our whole area around here, even within Ontario. Councillor Dave Mendicino agreed. The Capital Center is an extremely important asset, not just to the city of North Bay but to the region. It is something that is extensively used, Mendicino pointed out. When we are talking about growing the city, this council is committed to growing the city. One of the assets we use as an attraction is the Capital Center. So it is certainly well worth the money that it is going to take to repair it. We must keep this building in pristine shape. Councillor Mark King reminded council the last major project at the Capital Center was a roof replacement. It was discovered during that process that there was a secondary roof under the original roof. And then that, of course, increased the overall cost of that roof replacement, said King. So I think it may be incumbent upon the board to do a complete building survey to make sure that these surprises don't come up like they have at this particular point, to make sure that the money is in place to preserve that building and to make sure it is not done hodgepodge or in a secondary rushed manner. Time is of the essence to get the repairs complete. Repairs to the wall need to be completed by mid-December. The Capital Center is a vital asset to our city, and I am happy to support it, Brusso told fellow council members. The concern with doing nothing is that it will lead to further deterioration and drive up repair costs down the road.